This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. I read this interesting story about a high school orchestra that was preparing for a concert featuring a pianist in a rendition of Grieg's A Minor Concerto. Before the performance, it was customary for the orchestra to tune up with an A played by the oboe. But the oboist was a practical joker, and he had tuned his instrument a half step higher than the piano. You can imagine the effect. After the pianist played a beautiful introduction, the members of the orchestra joined in. What a confusion! Every instrument was out of tune with the piano. And we can laugh at this, but just as an orchestra needs to be in tune to make pleasing sounds, we in church or in Christ must be in tune with one another to please our God. A body of Christians that lacks unity is going to be less effective for the cause of Christ. If we are going to be effective as Christians, we need to make an effort to focus on unity. If we are divided and marked by conflict, it will hinder our effectiveness for Christ, and we must make our aim to be unified as a local body of believers. This doesn't mean that you necessarily need to agree with everything that happens in the church. But Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 12:20, "For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, fightings." Paul also wrote to the Romans in Romans 15:5-7, "Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God." The Apostle Paul understood the importance of having unity as God's children. In order to have unity, you cannot be selfish. The society in which we live is very self-oriented, and the big question we ask when we have a decision, whether to do something or not, is, what is in it for me? Or, how will I benefit from this? However, the church is not selfish. For the Christian, the question shouldn't be, what is in it for me? But rather, we can ask, how can this benefit God's kingdom? We need to spend less time thinking of what God and what the church can offer us, and spend more time asking God what we can do for Him and His church. Self is about the individual, but the kingdom is about the body. In Ephesians 4:4, it says, "We are all one body." The church is made up of a lot of disconnected people. The church, it's not you over there doing your thing and me here doing my own thing. Imagine that if your hand suddenly decided that didn't want to work with your arm and your foot couldn't get along. They both wanted to help you, but they had different ideas about how to do it. So the hand decided one day to do everything by itself. That doesn't work. As a body of believers, we need to be connected to one another, and God will bless us tremendously. Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.